In winning your E, you've won the first step in the long production fight for victory. I know you won't stop now. We now present the Honorable Senator David I. Walsh, Senior Senator from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and Chairman of the Senate Naval Affairs Committee. Senator Walsh.
Chairman, Secretary, the Governor, ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct pleasure to be with you on this memorable occasion and to extend my personal and official congratulations. First of all, to the management of the McElroy Manufacturing Company. For without prudence and ability and leadership, this award on the part of your management would not have been possible. But I know that the management of this company realize, as we all do, that without the hearty cooperation and the enthusiastic and zealous effort of the men and women who are employed by this company, this event today would not have been possible. So it is particularly fitting and appropriate that the men and women who have worked under this management should be especially designated for congratulations and for expressions of appreciation. I wonder if you realize the extent to which you are participating in the war effort. Of course, first of all, we have a real realization of the men who are in the fighting forces of our country. They constitute the first and important and large army. They must make the greatest sacrifices. They must do the real hard work that means ultimately victory. But behind this group, our armed forces, are two other important groups, armies if you want to call them. One is the group that do the production, that produce the essentials for carrying on the war effort. To that group, you all belong. To that group, your group, therefore, has contributed second only in importance in the war effort to those who are on every corner of the earth fighting for victory, which we all trust will come speedily. A third group are the contributors who help to finance the war. The fighting force, the producers, those who pay the bills, the taxpayers and who buy the bonds. And I want to impress upon you in the few minutes that I have to be with you that your effort is of supreme importance, that without production, we cannot fight. And our fighters rely upon you to continue the splendid record that you have made, to continue to produce and produce and produce in order that there may be no cessation of the war effort. Again, I congratulate the management, the men and women who are the employees of this important concern, whose record of achievement has led to this honor being bestowed upon them, but primarily upon you. I extend heartiest congratulations and express the hope that you will continue to carry on, that you will continue to do your important part in bringing victory speedily and completely to our cause.